This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Are you feeling more patriotic? Are you feeling any more or less patriotic as we approach our country's birthday? I love birthdays. I've actually had people on social media yell at me because in my family, we're big on birthdays. Someone once accused me of being an egomaniac because in my family, we celebrate birthdays. And since I'm part of the family, we celebrate mine. We also celebrate the U.S. on its birthday. And I hope we never take it for granted. As someone who will be spending time in a communist country later this month, I really hope you never take it for granted. Fireworks and freedom, they go together so well on the 4th of July. It will be our nation's 243rd birthday on July 4th, Wednesday, 2018. I love goofy stats and figures, otherwise known as nerd alerts. And so we'll be doing a red, white, and blue version of nerd alerts on this show. But here's one to whet your appetite. As you think about your July 4th cookout, barbecue, picnics, do you know 62% of Americans will attend a July 4th picnic? Do you want to know what I'll be doing when other people are picnicking? I'll be sleeping. Thanks for asking. You can save me a hot dog, though. So here's a number that might blow you away. The number of hot dogs we eat as a nation on July 4th. This is just July 4th. I'm almost embarrassed to share this number. but this is an astronomical number for a country that doesn't even have 330 million people in it. All right, so 325 million people in the United States, roughly. And as a populace, as a population, we will consume 150 million hot dogs. Nerd alert! I mean, that's a lot of hot dogs. If you multiply that number times two, you nearly have the entire population of our country. So essentially, half of us we'll be eating hot dogs, though I suspect that it's fewer than half because a lot of you will be consuming more than one hot dog at your picnic. Even if we say every American who's going to a picnic or who is cooking out on July 4th is eating two hot dogs, that's still a quarter of us. A quarter of us in the United States will be consuming hot dogs on July 4th. Again, I'll be sleeping, but you can enjoy that hot dog. I do love working holidays, and July 4th is one of my favorites to work for a lot of reasons. Number one, I always wear red, white, and blue to work, and I managed to convince the guys to do it as well. If you have not seen Isaac's red, white, and blue get up, he's decided he's going to be an American hippie for this particular show. And if you haven't seen our red snack, we have a red snack specifically for this edition of After Hours. It's all in our 4th of July pre-law. I did retweet this one, A-Law Radio, with a special occasion, but you can always find pre-law on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I'm not telling you what our red snack is, but I am needing someone to come get the red snack away from me so I stop eating the red snack. Just because it's 4th of July doesn't mean I need to eat my weight in this red snack. So someone come take this away from me. We're going to do some 4th of July nerd alerts. That'll be fun. We'll sprinkle those throughout the show and get you ready for July 4th. If you're still awake on July 3rd. You know what? I'd like to know if we have Chicago with us. So if somebody could turn on AM 670 The Score in Chicago and let me know if we have Chicago on board. A lot of times we get our great station, our great affiliate in the Windy City with us. But however you listen, whether it's one of our awesome affiliates, whether it's Sirius XM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com or the radio.com app, we're happy to have you on board. I know a lot of people are out of their regular routine, as was evidenced by my commute into New York City, where there was more traffic than usual. Oh my goodness. People are out partying, getting ready for the holiday because many people don't have to work. And so that was fun to navigate. It's cool because we always end up with brand new listeners who've never heard the show before on tonight's edition, but also on our Wednesday night edition. Lots of people on vacations, taking holiday time. All of that is super cool, but there's too much going on for us to be able to take time off. So here we are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I mentioned our Twitter page. You can also find us on our Facebook page named after the show or our YouTube channel, which seems to appeal to the kids a little more than it appeals to the old people, but whatevs. Whatever floats your boat, we aim to please. This is America, man. You are free to do what you want as long as you're not hurting other people. Keep that in mind. Don't go telling your friends and your family that Amy Lawrence said I could do whatever I want. It's not really an authority anyway, so pshaw. The NFL was not taking any time off early for the holiday. Did you notice? I'm skeptical about the news dump, the NFL news dump, except it happens over and over and over again where attention-grabbing headlines are revealed, announced, unveiled, shared publicly, either late on a Friday afternoon when the offices are about to close and most people are checking out for the weekend. I check out for the weekend. There are many Fridays when I do not pay attention to what's happening in sports. It's if I can, I make it a sports-free day. It's the only one of the week that I do. And it doesn't happen year-round, but sometimes I like to ignore sports on Fridays. Well, the NFL counts on that. And so on Fridays or the day before holidays, right before people shut down the office, close the door, lock it, make sure all the lights are off and the alarm is set, that's when they release their big news. And it certainly did happen. If I was skeptical before, I can't be skeptical any longer. Because if I miss someone, you let me know. By my count, 4 suspensions announced or upheld on Tuesday afternoon. So the biggest name, the one that we knew was under appeal, Patriots receiver Julian Edelman. His 4-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs was upheld by the NFL. And before you freak out and start blaming Roger Goodell, this actually had nothing to do with Roger Goodell or the owners. And it actually wasn't an arbitrator appointed by the NFL. All PED appeals are now heard by arbitrators that are agreed upon by the league and the union. You know, jury selection, have you ever been on jury duty or heard about jury selection where each side, the prosecution and defense, both have veto power? So they have a certain number of vetoes. No, not that guy. No, not that girl. For whatever reason. Well, in this particular case, for PED suspensions and PED cases, the arbitrator has to be agreed upon by both sides. So the league and the union have a group of arbitrators that they've all approved. This was a policy change a few years ago. So no blaming Roger Goodell for this one. The third party arbitrator agreed that the Edelman suspension should be upheld. Now, I don't know yet. I haven't heard. I've been combing the web to try to get something different, something definitive, but I have not heard whether or not Edelman plans to take his appeal to the next level, so the legal route, Right now it stands as a 4-game suspension. And you remember the last time a New England Patriot took his appeal the legal route, what happened? The suspension was served, but it was a year later. Edelman, at 32 years old, is coming off that torn ACL, for which he missed all of last season. He will get to participate with the team, usually. I guess I haven't actually seen the official notification by the NFL yet, but he will more than likely get to participate with the team during training camp, preseason, but then, of course, would miss those first 4 games. If you remember, he had two defenses that he was planning on hammering home with the league. One was, you don't even know what I tested positive for. That's what's been reported. That's actually not supposed to be public, but it's what's been reported that the labs, the scientists who go through these urine samples and test them, don't actually know what he popped positive for. Now, that doesn't mean that he wasn't using some type of PED or some type of masking agent to cover up the PED. Essentially, what triggers it most of the time, a positive test, is an abnormal testosterone ratio. And we talked about this with Mark Schlereth last week. If you haven't heard that conversation with the 3-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman who's been a longtime analyst for the NFL, he just came out and said it. There aren't abnormal substances in normal people's urine tests. There's nothing to hide. And this, even if they don't know what the substance was, it's still an abnormal ratio. The other defense that Edelman's camp was trying to use is that the chain of custody was broken with his samples. So protocol was not followed. And we didn't ever get the specifics, only that he claimed the NFL was either sloppy or didn't follow the rules when it came to his samples and who's supposed to retain custody and how and when. Obviously, you have to be able to prove who had the sample, where it went after that guy had the sample and after it was tested and on down the line. Only one guy's ever won that appeal or an appeal based on that defense with the NFL, and that was Richard Sherman a few years ago, but that's it, just one guy. So in this case, it apparently didn't work for Edelman. So we haven't heard a response yet from his camp or from the Patriots, but according to multiple reports, the NFL has said, survey says, to Edelman. Now, the other 3 names that popped up as part of the NFL news dump the afternoon before a holiday: Reuben Foster, not a new name. He's been in and out of trouble, and there's been a bunch of controversy. Now, he's not getting suspended for domestic violence, all right? So if you remember, a couple of months ago, we were talking about this on the show. His ex-girlfriend, I don't even know if it's an ex. There was a girlfriend who accused him falsely of domestic violence. She then testified under oath that she made it up and recanted her statement. But as part of that arrest, he had a gun that was legally purchased in Alabama but was not licensed in California. So there was a misdemeanor charge there. And there was also another misdemeanor charge for marijuana possession. Now, that might not normally be a big deal, except that Foster had already failed one test. Remember when he was at the combine? This is the guy who failed his test at the combine. And so he was already in the NFL drug program, which means there are tougher rules. He has something like 232 hours of community service to complete. And he's got to go through some other hoops legally. But for the NFL, he's been suspended 2 games for violating both the substance abuse and the conduct policies. Again, in this particular case with Foster, he doesn't even need to fail a test because he's already in the system. He's already in the program, the drug program, because of what happened at the combine before he was even an NFL player. So he shot himself in the foot and put himself in the program. And then two other drug suspensions. Aaron Jones, the Packers running back, it's two games. He's admitted to a discretion, an isolated mistake 18 months ago. And then Rams guard Jamon Brown as well, suspended two games. I don't know that I saw the substance that Brown was accused of using or was guilty of using, but both those guys are down two games without pay because of violating the drug policy in the league. So that's all of the news we found out. I mean, I guess there could be more. The NFL could have timed a tweet. I've never learned how to do that, but apparently you can set your Twitter to release tweets when you're sleeping. Oh, that would be fun to mess with people. If I just released a tweet every hour on the hour, even when I'm sleeping, and people would think I was awake 24 hours all the time. Listeners are already obsessed with my sleep patterns.
Pacific time.
Lack thereof.
Eastern time.
Central time and mountain time. I could just be releasing tweets nonstop. So, NFL getting busy before it takes a holiday. Holiday. Anyway, if you haven't seen our pre-law, our 4th of July pre-law, then make sure you check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter. If you would like, I will share my red snack with you. It's really a show red snack, and yet somehow it ended up in my studio with me. While we're talking about the NFL, a funny story that I don't know. I feel like this can't be real. Like, somehow the league is going to rain on this parade. There's no way that the league is going to allow head coaches to have this much leeway. But I'll tell you what I'm talking about next. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Let us know if you're working or if you're doing something that's not work on this 4th of July Eve. And our Facebook page is always available, too. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have much patriotic music on this edition of After Hours, but that one could put me to sleep. Good thing I have this red sugary snack in front of me that someone has yet to take away. So I guess I'll keep tasting. Thanks so much for tuning in. Always enjoy hearing from those of you who are either awake or are working the way that we are. The facts and figures that I have for you from 4th of July are so much fun. Although some of them you might not actually believe. We were talking about some of these in the newsroom, and I don't know how many of them, like, I'm going to ask you to guess. I don't know how many of them you'll get. I guess eventually. Don't be Googling either. I'm not going to tell you my source because then you'll start Googling and you'll ruin the whole thing. Because it is a hump show, we get to be even goofier with our latest edition of Ask Amy Anything, which is supposed to be a video version. Remember we told people, this is my fault because I completely forgot. It's supposed to be the video version of Ask Amy Anything. Not that we would do that live. We would be doing something separate. Shoot, maybe we should wait until next week. Only because I forgot. And so we're already doing our official show photo, and we've done our pre-show video known as pre-law. And I just get, I break out in hives if there are too many pictures or videos in one day. It's not my favorite. It's why I do radio for sure. So anyway, post your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Super easy to do. If you go to our show Twitter, where you can see this latest edition of pre-law, our red, white, and blue edition of pre-law, you can also send your questions there for Ask Amy Anything. And then our Facebook page, too, which is awesome. We're getting so close to me having to post the never-before-seen footage of me jumping out of an airplane. I promised we're getting there. We're now just over a couple hundred likes away on our Facebook page from you all seeing me look. Well, different than you've ever seen me before. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure I probably mentioned this on the show before, but I did that once to impress a guy. It was part of a deal that this guy that I had a crush on, we made a deal, and that was my end of the deal. Let me just ease your mind. He didn't have to do anything nearly as crazy. He just had to come with me to a baseball game that I was taking listeners to, radio listeners to. That's all. He got a free baseball game and dinner out of it, and I jumped out of an airplane. Yeah, actually, he was pretty smart, and it was I liked jumping out of the airplane. I'm glad I did it, but now I look back, and I'm like, you dope. You actually agreed to jump out of an airplane to impress a guy. Seriously, what's wrong with you? So that was, well, it wasn't that long ago. As I was thinking about what I'm going to put out there as our topic for tonight, to go along with July 4th, which is fun, the New Orleans Saints and Philadelphia Eagles will play in week number 11. And maybe you heard the story or read it online. I didn't even know this was allowed. But the head coaches of the two teams, Doug Peterson, of course, who just won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and Sean Payton, who is, I feel like it's New Orleans or bust. I'm not sure he'll ever leave New Orleans. He's had opportunities, and he loves it there. Well, the Eagles are going to the Superdome in November, but they'll be wearing their green home jerseys. Why is that? Well, because Peterson and Payton were playing golf at a coach's outing in March, and they actually had a friendly wager about which uniforms the teams would be wearing. Now, here's the crazy part. They made a bet on something they don't have to deliver on. So they made a bet that their players now have to deliver on. How about that? Also, the NFL sometimes goes by the nickname No Fun League. So I feel like there's no way the league is not going to jump in and completely rain on this parade, though maybe the Saints will appreciate it. So there were two wagers. One was the jersey wager to determine which team could wear the home colors for this week 11 game. Sean Payton lost. So Doug Peterson's Eagles, again, he's making a bet on something someone else has to do. That's, I didn't even know that was allowed. Like the rules of wagers and bets. Are you really allowed to make a bet on what someone else has to do? If you lose the bet, someone else has to pay off the wager.
Come on, Philly, come on.
That doesn't seem right. But anyway, I don't know if Sean Payton and Doug Peterson asked the Saints and Eagles first. So Sean Payton somehow ends up in the water on one of the holes, and he loses that bet. So the Eagles get to wear their green home jerseys in the Superdome. There was another bet that had to do with food. Okay, now that's completely different. If you make a food bet, as in you win, the loser has to send you food and vice versa, that's different because then you're the one who has to pay up. You're the one who has to eat or offer the food. This one seems fast and loose as wagers go. So I was wondering, because I know we have a fair number of listeners who really enjoy making friendly or not so friendly wagers, either with money or otherwise. I mean, sports gambling, you always want to talk about it. What's the dumbest bet you've ever made? The dumbest bet or wager that you've ever made? I have one that I'm kind of embarrassed. It's actually not the skydiving one. I mean, I'm glad I went skydiving. I just, you know, it's just funny that that's how I got into it. But I do have one that I'm so embarrassed about, I'm not even sure if I'm going to share it. So it doesn't have to do with money. One time I made a bet for $2.35 on a horse race. I don't bet money because I don't have money. So I'm not prepared to lose my money. But I want to know, what's the dumbest bet you've ever made? And if it's not a bet where you had to pay money, fine. Maybe it's a wager like something the coaches did. Maybe it was a food bet. Maybe it was something else, like, yeah, whatever, creative, between friends or family members, that kind of thing. So that's our question for this particular edition of Hump Show, because what's more American than betting your money or making a wager and losing?
So on it was just a matter of time, America.
Oh, yeah. I mean, athletes are all, not all of them. Many athletes are big-time gamblers. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, dumbest bet you've ever made. The wager you wish you could take back. And also on our Facebook page. We have a lot happening on our social media. We've got pre-law, we've got Ask Amy Anything, and now we've got our special 4th of July question. And coming up next, we'll talk a little bit of baseball, but we'll also get into some of our 4th of July nerd alerts. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. And the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oklahoma's Toby Keith. What a perfect song for 4th of July. Toby Keith, when I lived in Oklahoma, used to attend when I was covering OU and OSU football games. He was on the sidelines a lot for Bedlam and for big games in Norman at the University of Oklahoma. Huge OU booster and supporter. And so Oklahoma loves to claim him. He shows up and pops up at a bunch of different events to try to support the football program, the basketball program, and on and on. So that's his rooting affiliation. And I just remember at the time I was new to being a country music fan, and to see him, he's a pretty large guy, tall, but also imposing. He's a big guy. I remember seeing him with the long golden hair that he used to have, not quite like Noah Syndergaard, but close. And like, oh my gosh, that's Toby Keith. That was early in my career. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports app. Let's see. I don't know if you can see our 4th of July post on Facebook. It's cool. It's the American flag with a bunch of fireworks around it. It's a really neat picture, but I'm not sure it's reaching people. So if you're a Facebooker, will you please check out our Facebook page and let me know a couple things. If you can see 4th of July pre-law, our video that's posted, it's pinned to the top of the page. And then the spot where you can ask Amy anything, as well as our 4th of July post with the fireworks and the American flag. Just let me know if you can see it by visiting our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. See, our phone number is 855-212-4227. As always, doesn't matter if it's a holiday, it's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico with some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So I put this out there on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. What's more American than bets and wagers? We love our bets. We love our wagers. It's part of our freedom, right? Our freedom to spend our money the way that we like. As we mark the 4th of July holiday, what's the dumbest bet or wager you ever made? And like I said, I'm not even sure that I want to share mine, but I will. I will share mine. Like, whatever. No one's listening, right? Because it's a holiday, so it'll never get repeated. I'm sure nobody's going to pay attention to the podcast. It'll just be you and me and the lamppost and the two guys on the other side of the double pane glass who are dressed in red, white, and blue. Kind of. Actually, we need to find out if Chris is colorblind. Chris, are you the guy who thinks that red actually looks like something different?
I hope not.
Because I don't know. Isaac's next to you. So, Isaac, what color do you think Chris's shirt is?
Maroon.
Maroon. Burgundy or maroon, one or the other. Do you just not own anything red? can't follow instructions?
I wanted to show, there is some red in the shirt, but I wanted to show off, I got this cool scar from the Lion King t-shirt, graphic tee, and I wanted to show it off to all the people looking at our social media.
So you wear you're wearing a villain shirt on America's birthday. Okay.
Not just that, but that's not what the picture is supposed to be about. The picture's not about you showing off your favorite t-shirt. The picture is about the rest of us, or the rest of the country, knowing that we're patriotic wearing our red, white, and blue. I don't know, Isaac. I think he's failed one of his first actually, I guess this would be the second strike, right?
Because
he tried to hoard the pre-law videos for a while. And now we've decided that he wants to make the picture his own.
Strike two.
As opposed to following instructions. I mean.
Poop fest.
It is his first time through. And, you know, he's maybe not used to taking instructions in a job setting since it's his first full-time job.
End it or extend it.
But it's better that than no shirt at all. So I guess maybe we'll have you button up the blue shirt that you have over the top of it. Take your own picture on social media and show off your t-shirt. Oh!
There's a little red on it. A little bit.
What are you talking about?
By the way, if you want to change the question, the answer's no. Wes just wrote to me and said, can I go with the smartest wager? No, I don't want to hear you bragging about the smartest bet you ever made. The point is to be vulnerable and share about the dumbest wager you ever made. But nice try there, Wes. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Let's see. John's got the spirit. He certainly understands the question. Like, Chris can't take instructions about wearing red, white, and blue. And some people are going to tell us their best ever wager as opposed to their worst ever wager. Let's see. John on Twitter. I bet that Tom Brady would throw less than 2 interceptions in last year's Super Bowl. I had to shovel a buddy's driveway for the rest of the winter.
That is a high class problem.
And then you have Bob Kraft rubbing it in. Let's see. Arthur says, I'm a bartender from Canada in Halifax. He says, made a bet I would bartend in a wedding dress if my buddy made a 60-foot putt. Oh, my gosh. Arthur goes on to say he did make the putt, but I made some good money. So Arthur had to bartend in a wedding dress. Unfortunately, we don't have a picture of Arthur bartending in a wedding dress. Justin's already looking ahead to when he might be calling this his dumbest wager ever. He says, I bet $100 that the Cleveland Browns will go 500 this year. It was a joke at first, and then I shook hands. Good. At least there's someone out there who still believes that shaking hands is worthy of your word.
He's an idiot.
I don't know. What? I mean, $100 is only twice as much as I pay for fantasy football every year, right? So that's actually, you know what my dumbest bet ever? And I do
Survivor
it.
Survivor Island.
Thank you, Isaac. I do it every single year. Actually, we don't charge for Survivor Island. You can participate. You just have to watch out for the sharks. But you can participate on After Hours Survivor Island without paying. But there is a death pool, or, you know, a survivor pool. I call it a death pool because it's usually the death of me. There is a survivor pool here at CBS Sports Radio that every year I contribute to, essentially throw money away, because I've never gotten past week number 6 on the NFL season. You pick one team to survive, and I usually don't make it out of the first month, and I've never made it past week 6. But this is how I know that the NFL never goes according to plan, because it never goes according to my plan. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I love all of your tweets, A-Law Radio. And please let me know what you can see on our Facebook page, because I feel as though the 4th of July algorithms are cramping my style. Eric is listening in Los Angeles. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. Wanted to talk a little bit about LeBron James. I think this town is just going completely bananas, finally. I mean, it's like, how many times have I heard LeBron James needs to come to Los Angeles? LeBron James needs to come to Los Angeles, and it's finally here. I mean, I think the Laker fans just don't know what this guy will do. He will do a whole lot. I mean, whatever charity this guy is going to have, he's going to give to it, okay? I mean, he's already put his kids in a school, and nobody's heard about this. I mean,
That's not true. I heard about it on the radio a couple of days ago. It's the same school as two other NBA players have put their own kids into.
Well, the whole point in all this is the fact that whenever if your team is just in the cellar, LeBron James will find a way to work with the coaches and say, hey, we are not going to the cellar anymore. And this is exactly what's going to happen to the Los Angeles Lakers for the next couple of years. I mean, the Lakers, have been in the cellar for way too long, and watch. They're going to probably be in the first round, second round of the playoffs, and then LeBron James will just make them better.
Well, that's definitely true. You make a good point. He does make everyone better. Now, the Lakers weren't actually in the cellar last year, which is good because they'd had some really bad seasons, but they won 35 games last year. He is definitely going to help. I'm just not sure what the final roster will look like. I could see them easily being a playoff team, but the West is difficult, and so they're going to need more help than the roster they've got right now.
Exactly. I mean, Lonzo Ball, I mean, if his father would just learn to be quiet once in a while.
Wait, why? What does father say now?
I mean, the more he talks, I mean, the more idiocy comes out. I mean, he's too high on his son so much. Just let the guy play.
Okay. I haven't heard anything from him lately. But, yeah, I prefer we not call people idiots on the show, though.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the other guys are doing very, very well. I mean, the whole thing, if they play as a unit together, we call these guys champions.
That might be getting a little carried away, but I like your enthusiasm, Eric.
Thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome. Have a great 4th of July. Now, see, if LeVar Ball says that, then the whole country goes nutso. But if a fan says, let's call them champions, I guess he's not at all concerned about that team in the northern end of the state, or the northern half of the state, I should say.
Steph Curry has, what, one championship?
Not anymore. That's really dated. This, you know what people say all the time, this tweet did not age well. This hot take did not age well. Let's see. Got this post on our Facebook page. I don't know the name, but it's on the corner of our Facebook page. Doe. That's what it says. Toby Keith visited the Army base I was stationed at when I was employed to Iraq. Pretty cool. It wasn't a big base either. It was pretty small, vulnerable one. So that was badass of him. Oh, yes. He's absolutely supportive of the troops, of our troops, everywhere that they are, where they go. So that's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. All right. We need to know the dumbest wager you've ever made in your life. Because I don't know if you can top mine. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.